This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With Larry Summers no longer in the mix, the best minds in Washington are now free to concentrate on other things, which is good because there is lots of economic business to do this fall. Sudeep Reddy is one of our Friday regulars. His real job is with the Wall Street Journal down in Washington. Hey, Sudeep.
Hey, Kai.
All right. Now that the prospect of at least a controversial fight over Mr. Summers is off the table, what do we have in store for us for the economy for this fall?
We have a lot of other controversial fights, and you can always count on that with this particular Congress. We have a big fight over the budget, and we've gotten used to saying that over the last 3 years. This one is getting a little more concerning because all of the signs we've seen over the last few months are that Congress is breaking down even more than it did before along its usual lines. And so that means avoiding a government shutdown by the end of the month might be plausible, but there's going to be even more drama around the debt ceiling in a month, and there's going to just be more chatter and more market-moving potential around it, which is what the big concern is. I still think the debt ceiling is going to get resolved without any great difficulty.
Really?
But the bigger issue is what the cost is of doing that. It means you're not going to be able to make progress on any of the other issues, immigration, tax reform, a longer-run budget deal, any of the things you need for the economy.
The president this afternoon was talking about the fifth anniversary of Lehman Brothers, the financial crisis, and he pretty explicitly said, you know, if we don't figure out this debt limit thing, if we can't figure out this budget, then Americans are going to think we're just going back to the bad old days of Lehman Brothers and we're not doing any good at all. Do you buy that?
They might think that. There are a lot of reasons for Americans to look at this and wonder why Congress is so nutty. What we have to remember, though, is Congress is basically finding a way to continue the status quo of all sorts of policies, continuing where we are with the economy. That's why we have such slow growth, continuing where we are with the state of financial markets and financial regulation. We're not really moving ahead very much, but stagnation is certainly better than the conditions we were in back in the financial crisis, which was a total plummeting.
We were in the same place debt ceiling wise last year, right?
We certainly were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this any different? I mean, are the stakes higher? Is the fundamental argument any different?
The fundamental argument isn't any different, except that it's being packaged in with all these other cross currents with Syria, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
The politics over Syria are tying into this. Of course, the politics over healthcare are tying into this. And that makes it one giant ball of mess, things that could all collide at one time in Congress. That's what's so worrying about Congress is the unpredictability of it.
Yeah. Spitball the whole Fed thing for me, would you, for a minute? I mean, everybody now is saying Yellen, but, you know, 3 days ago, everybody was saying Summers. So who do you like?
I was on this program months ago saying it would not be Summers, and the reason for that is because what President Obama generally does on financial markets issues is to look for the safe course.
Yeah.
Yellen now appears to be the safe candidate. There are a lot of other safe candidates out there, and that's why when we see this come out, it's probably not going to be as market-moving as the not-Summers news was today.
Right. Priced in, I think, is the phrase people like to use, right?
Certainly right.
Yeah. Sudeep Reddy for The Wall Street Journal down in Washington. Sudeep, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai.